thank you. I've been the best. The best of Richmond now for 5 years in a row. Did you know the category was started specifically for me? Boy, that sounds egotistical. It's totally honest, but it sounds so unbelievably egotistical. The prior publisher of the Richmond Times-Dispatch was actually an old Boston newspaper guy. And so Heidi and I were over at Joe and April Niamtu's house having dinner, and the publisher and his girlfriend were also there. And the publisher was new to town. And Joe said, hey, you know, Jeff is one of those guys who came from somewhere else and actually just jumped right into Central Virginia. And now, you know, he's pretty well regarded. And the publisher said, man, I'd like to chat with him a little bit. Is that the same Jeff Katz used to write for the Boston Herald? And Joe Niamtu said, yeah. He said, well, you know, I used to be over the Boston Globe. We were not enemies, but we were on opposite sides of the street, if you will. But we had such a great time. And the publisher kept asking me, he says, well, what do we do? How do we make the paper better? Can we save the paper? Can we do this? Can we do that? And we had a great discussion. We really did. And it was interesting because I think the more warm sake that was consumed, the better the conversation kept getting. But one of the things I said to him, I said, listen, I said, you guys have had a best morning radio category forever. And you don't have a best afternoon radio category. And he was shocked. And then next time out, they added one. That was 5 years ago. Well, going on 6 years now. This will be the sixth year they have the category. And I have been thrilled each and every year to win that category. The rules state, just so we're very clear, the rules state if you win 7 years a row, that's it. They kind of retire your number. I don't know if they hang it in the rafters or they throw it in the can. Either way, I would no longer have to annoy you and tell you that you need to vote for me. Which reminds me, you need to text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Do it right now. No, go ahead. I mean, unless you're driving, in which case you should pull over and then text the number 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. And the last couple of years, my buddy John Reed has won in the morning. You know that. John's not here anymore. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And there is somebody that I will let you know has been climbing each year. Every year now, he's been able to climb up a rung or two. He started at number three. People kind of dismissed him. It's truth, though. Got to be honest. Dismissed him. And then last year was number two. Well, this year, I am thinking that number one is well within the grasp of the most trusted puppet in media, a guy who's been actually reporting since Roswell. And a lot of people don't know this. Sam and I actually share a producer. Jeremy is with me during the week, and then on the weekend, Saturday, he's working with Sam Newsman. And how we were able to get this all to gel, because normally you don't hear from Sam during the week, and Lord knows you're not hearing from me on the weekend because I got sleeping to do. But the stars have aligned, and I'm happy to say Sam's here. Hey, Sam.
Jeff, how are you doing, sir? It's great to hear your voice. I know that's what you say to everybody, so I'm saying it first.
You win. That's it. I'm tapping out. Congratulations. Remember your waiters.
There you go. Where's my trophy?
You haven't participated enough to earn a trophy just yet.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Just participation only. Participation only. That's right.
Exactly. Well, listen, I got to ask you, Sam. Now, I have been following you for a long time. As you know, I like you. I like what you do. I'm impressed with it. I appreciate it. I enjoy it. And you have it's almost a fractured sort of a thing, bringing back great memories from Saturday morning, and then also addressing some of the big issues of the day. But the reason I asked you to come here today, and we utilize Jeremy, as you know. I mean, both of us look at Jeremy sometimes and go, oh, please, can you step it up? You know, tighten up a little bit. But
absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but I agree with you.
Yeah, not a bad guy. Just you got to tighten up, soldier. That's all. You know, just pull it together. But all of that being said, I've watched your ascent from number three to number two, and I got to think, hey, this could be the year for you.
Well, that's what they say. You know, I'm not into astrology or anything like that, or, you know, throwing dice out, but it does seem to be the case that now that John has, I don't know if you would call running for politics or office greener pastures, but he's no longer there. And so because he's no longer there, it does allow me to have this inside lane, if you will, for the best local morning radio show, something I've been doing now for the last 7 years. Independently on a little small tiny signal here in Richmond, Virginia.
Interesting. All right. Well, now I have a phone number because, you know, I'm big time, Sam. I mean, I'm not trying to Bigfoot you or anything, but I'm big time. And so you can text the number 100-100 to 804-430-5505. Vote for Jeff Katz as the best afternoon radio show. But let's say I'm sitting here and thinking, all right, Mr. Newsman. Fan of your work, I'd love to help you get to number one. How do I do that for you?
Well, to do that, well, you know, you got to think about what you will be doing when you text this number. That number being 127. You will be actually participating in broadcast history, if you will. That is the key for broadcast history.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that the number is very simple. It's 27 numbers after yours, I guess, because you are the magic number 100. But 127, that is the key to change broadcast history, to be a part of broadcast history. And not only that, at the same time, you'll be hacking the planet because a news media, a real media puppet will finally get his due as, you know, are surrounded by a bunch of humans pretending and being called puppets, which I'll tell you, it seems to be very, could be very offensive, but I don't know, maybe imitation is the best form of flattery is what they say, but, who knows, but the number, the magic number to change and broadcast history and to be a part of broadcast history is the number 127.
Interesting. So for the first time, instead of having human beings who we know are media puppets and they refuse to acknowledge it, we could actually have an honest-to-goodness, made-out-of-felt, somebody's pulling something somewhere, media puppet as the best. An official, proud media puppet.
And, you know, and far be it from me to say that I'm the one who continues to set the standard and raise the bar for all media puppets, but the only thing is that I am the most trusted puppet in media, reporting since Roswell. But, you know, like I said, it would be very, very selfish of me to always to get offended by a bunch of humans being always called puppets. But like I said, it's one of those things where, you know, I just need to just take a step back and just recognize the fact that humans just want to be me.
Interesting. They want to be you. All right. Well, listen, Sam, I always appreciate your commentary. I appreciate the insight. I like the fact that you dropped by here. But remind everybody, because, again, here's the number, and I'm going to share with everybody so many of my recommendations and suggestions. We've got great people who are finalists this year. The number that you're going to be texting is 804-430-5505. Some of us have got a text number, and in my case, you would be texting 100 to that phone number, 804-430-5505, to do a six-peat. Sam, is that a word, six-peat?
It is now. Yeah. If you actually take that that prize this year.
I see. All right. Well, I remind everybody one more time, Mr. Newsman, exactly what is your number?
It is 127. The number one.
Yep.
The number two.
Yeah.
Number seven. I have to do this. Do a Sesame Street, kind of a Sesame Street way. Give you one number at a time. Make sure everybody knows what it is. 127.
Uh-huh. It's almost like the count and counting.
That's right. Ha, 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 as he would say.
That is exactly what he would say. All right. Well, Sam, I do appreciate you dropping by, and I will be looking forward to enjoying your next appearance hither and yon. And most importantly, I really would. I'd love to see you as number one. I think that would be pretty doggone cool.
Well, Jeff, I just wanted you to know that it's an honor to be on your show. People can follow me at Sam Newsman all over social media.
Yep.
And next time I show up, we'll talk about that Peking duck that you had about 13 years ago and where the hell Miller the Mallard even went. Okay?
Stop it. We're coming up on the 100-year anniversary of this radio station, and people are still looking for Millard. And all I can say is that Millard was delightful. All right, Sam Newsman, most trusted puppet in media. Yeah, believe it or not, he's in the finals for best show. It's amazing, a best morning show. And, I think if you're going to pull for anybody, pull for somebody who's got strings. I mean, it makes it that much easier. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.